BFBS, the Forces Station.
So I'm James Cameron. I'm the chief executive of Mission Motorsport, the Forces Motorsport charity. So we're a sports recovery charity that's existed for 12 years, and we help one of the avenues of recovery sport, basically anything with a motor attached to it, particularly the four-wheeled variety, in order to help people use engagement in wonderful and engaging sport in order to help them in their own recovery. But the thing we also do is we help people to find new careers. And so after the military, we launched a program across the automotive sector back in 2019 called Mission Automotive. And that's helped thousands of service leavers, veterans and their families into jobs in the automotive industry. And then you have days like today where you use that wonderful sporting drawdown at the bottom and then a whole load of different industry segments who come along, more than 600 veterans coming along representing their companies in order to meet those who are coming along behind them who really need that little help, that lift up and that help into the next thing as we bind these communities together.
And what an incredible venue to host an event like this. Tell us more about the collaboration with Silverstone.
Silverstone is just one of those places that's a mecca of sport, isn't it? And it's a little bit like, you know, if you walk out into Murrayfield or Cardiff Arms Park, but in the centre of England, here you are, this is the place where the British Grand Prix is held. And as you walk in, they come over this spectacular bridge over the start-finish straight. It's jaw-dropping. And this building that we're in, the wing, is extraordinary. We fill the halls with veterans and some amazing companies with some really cool stuff. I've seen there's robot dogs wandering around, there's all sorts of other exciting things. They're helping people to be able to see the sheer variety of what lies after the services and giving people the opportunity to continue to give back.
And also it's been a great opportunity to hear veterans' experiences of what life is like after leaving the military. So for example, with Tesla, with Jaguar Land Rover saying, you know, on the other side, the grass is, you know, really good.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's an important thing. I mean, military service is a fantastic thing, but it's important that people know that there are things which await them afterwards. And as much as anything else, to help them to make good decisions to stay, they don't need to make panicked or rushed decisions in order to be able to get out. It might well be that staying in and getting one leg further up the ladder or getting some extra qualifications will help you make that step into the thing afterwards. But the real message is for the armed forces community that there are amazing opportunities that lie after service. And it's wonderful when people, those veteran communities who are out there, are able to come back to make that so clear to those who are coming along behind.
And what is it about the motorsport industry that's so great for veterans?
Oh, everybody loves the loud cars and the fast stuff. No, we've got no two-wheeled action here today. But we need to put that right, I think, potentially for next year. But the automotive industry is going through some fascinating changes at the moment. Probably the fastest car which is here today, amazingly, is an electric car, a Lotus Evija, which is an extraordinary £2 million car, but it's being built in this country by Brits. An awful lot of them seem to have served in the Royal Air Force and they're then settling down in the part of Norfolk that they found themselves coming from. And that's a wonderful thing for our former forces people to be part of that exciting future.
And to have the, you know, smiles and grins on the faces of those who have just come off the track at Silverstone, that must be something for you to say, you know, we've done a good job here.
Yeah, I really love it. I don't get to go anywhere near the circuit, unfortunately. I'm spending altogether too much time being a grown-up, which I find deeply offensive. But I did get to spend a bit of time where people are taking the helmets off as they get out of cars. And it's just lovely because it's such a wonderful experience to come around this circuit. But part of the other thing is just watching people meet friends who they haven't seen, sometimes for years or even decades. And then they come together at Silverstone and bump into people that they never dreamed that they'd be seeing again. And that's really lovely too.
And to have the support of, you know, the local politicians, also Johnny Mercer would say, you've got the Americans from the Pentagon saying, this is how we should be doing our veteran transition. That's really special.
It really is. I mean, you know, we sort of talk about, you know, it's a political tagline of Johnny's, but let's make the country the best place in the world to be a veteran. And we tend to assume that we're not very good at it, that others do things in a much better way. But what we're hearing from, you know, the Department of Defense, the Veterans Administration who've come across from the States is, yeah, there are some things which they've been doing for a long time and we need to learn from that. But they're looking at some of this going, this is fantastic. So it's wonderful that there are these kind of opportunities for people.
Johnny Mercer, I'm the Minister for Veterans Affairs.
And tell us about your involvement with today's events.
Yeah, look, this event's been going 5 years now. Amazing group. You know, they really set the pace in terms of getting, veterans into employment, but also bringing the sector together so it's easier for veterans to navigate into employment. Having a job, the number one factor that improves your life skills, and if it's in something as cool as motorsport, that's great as well.
And how did that collaboration come about, first of all, with Mission Motorsport?
I was set up by brilliant people like James Cameron, to be honest, who came out and was self-starters, really passionate about this sort of thing, really passionate about getting veterans into employment. And he's done an amazing thing in terms of bringing together all of the different parts of the sector into one clear employment pathway, celebrated at days like today. So of course I'm going to be here and pay tribute to him and all the others who are working on it.
And what is it about military community and military personnel that make them such great employees of the future?
Look, employing a veteran is the best business decision you can make, right? Because you're getting all that 10, 15 years in the military, all the skills and the values and the character that they learn during that time, and you're taking it into your company good to go with a new skill set to improve your company and improve your output. So, look, I think employing a veteran is the best thing you can do as a business decision, and I'm keen that everyone else understands that as well.
And what's your takeaway from today's event here at Silverstone?
Oh, it's just great, being with the community and seeing so many people who are working so hard in the space and, who are employed here, who get settled into life after service. And, families are here as well today. And, families are often the kind of unsung heroes in this space. So it's really good to see them all.
I'm Tim Harvey, absolute mad petrol head, former professional racing driver, British Touring Car champion and Carrera Cup champion, and despite pushing 62, I'm still thrashing around racetracks. I think it's a combination of man conquering machine, that physical and mechanical interaction. It is a buzz, I won't deny. It's exciting, it's slightly dangerous, but it's really that sort of mastering the mechanical aspects of the car, and then when it comes to racing, it's just competition and trying to beat the other people.
And what is it about Silverstone that makes this track in particular so special?
It's Grand Prix track, which means it's big, it's fast, it's got every type of corner on it. It's a safe place to go around as well because there's plenty of runoff. But, it's Britain's top motorsport venue and it's the fastest track we have and the most fun to drive.
Are there any standout Silverstone moments for you when you look back in the history of Formula One?
There's so many in racing, isn't there? Every year creates new stories, doesn't it? Whether it's Lewis Hamilton winning a Grand Prix here in front of a packed house or a club amateur meeting here where, the emotions of going racing, whether it's with friends or family, come out. It's a highly charged atmosphere, whether it's a club race or a Formula One meeting.
And tell us about your involvement with Mission Motorsport and how that collaboration came about for you.
Really, just coming here to give people rides in the car. Obviously, if we can make a difference and give people an experience they wouldn't otherwise get, to see their faces when you take somebody around the track. And, most of us drive cars and we imagine what it must be like to go around a racetrack. And we all think we're good drivers, don't we? So it's quite nice to be able to show off your skill. If you're a piano player or a guitar player, you can do it in a room full of people. But if you're a racing driver, the only time you can do it is when you put someone next to you in the car. So to see the pleasure they get out of it, show what a car can do, is a real, real treat.
Tell us about some of the speeds today, then, because I saw one guy earlier, it's like, I needed a Diet Coke after that ride. It was quite something.
Yeah, probably a strong coffee. I think we're doing about 170, 100, my car. There are cars here that'll go faster, but down the hangar straight, pushing on the 170, 180, 190 maybe in some of the really fast cars.
And what is it about, giving this amazing experience and opportunities to the veteran community? What's that do for you personally?
I think, look, we all owe our military a massive debt of thanks, don't we? I mean, I sort of curl my toes up in horror at the defence cuts that get made year on year. But for those that serve and have served, we owe them all a huge debt of gratitude. So anything small that we can do to repay and show that thanks is a great thing to do.
And with your background in racing, they must have so many different questions and just like in awe of what you do and the speed you go and the cars you drive. Because just in front of us, it's a pretty beautiful car, isn't it?
Yeah, well, some of them all said to me, I've seen you race on TV, but I never thought it was quite like this, I said, well, imagine doing this with 30 other lunatics around you, 2 feet away. But so I think that's given them a good little insight. But it's a great day. Fortunately, we're blessed with some nice spring weather that makes all the difference, because in the wet you really can't go anything like as quickly, so at least they're getting the full experience.
Hello, I'm John Holloway. I'm from Jaguar Land Rover. I'm a team leader at the EPMC in Wolverhampton, and I'm ex-REMI, and I've been asked to attend to see if I can help with the transition of ex-forces and civilians. I was lucky. It was quite easy because I didn't join until I was 22, so I found that transition okay. But I did leave in 2009 when it was the crash, so employment was hard to find at the time, but it's okay. I've been with JLR 10 years, so the transition was okay, but I do understand for some it is quite difficult.
And what were those challenges that you took on that you kind of pass on to other people's experiences now to make their experience better?
Using social media, I think, is definitely a way forward now. LinkedIn, I think, is the most popular one. I think just get yourself out there, get yourself known, get yourself popular, and be active. Go and get it. That's what I'd suggest. Go get it, because hardly anything comes to you.
And your stand certainly stands out here today at the Mission Motorsport event. A poppy-covered Land Rover Defender, that is quite something. But of course, you have so much support for the Armed Forces community with the Invictus Games and so many other events.
Yeah, the poppy one was a competition that we ran locally within the JLR community. We asked people's children to come up with a design, and us as a panel chose what design we thought fit best for the company policy, and we decided on the poppy one. But yeah, we're heavily sponsors of a lot of things, a lot of transition events, this, the NTE, and also other small-scale transitions where we go to Catrick, we go to all other garrisons, and then we promote JLR and see what happens with them.
And you're part of the Armed Forces Covenant. That must be so important to you in the work that you do with that veteran community.
Yeah, we're a gold member. So everything that we do is also focused towards the armed forces. So we know the language that they understand. We know what they do and they don't really want to know. It's really important for them and for us as well.
And how is it having fellow veterans as part of that JLR community and knowing that you've gone through those same experiences?
It's good. We still carry on with the banter, except it's more civilian-based now. We carry on with that humour, because otherwise it'd be fake if we didn't do it. That's still there between us. Although we're not forces, we definitely know that we're veterans.
And being here at Silverstone today, what's that been like for you?
Yeah, it's really good. Thankfully, the weather's good. So hopefully there's a lot more people here that we can interact with. So yeah, it's a really good event, to be honest here, because motorsport related, I love that. As much as we can put back into it is the best, really.
So my name's Phil Voden. I was in the Rifles for 25 years, ended up at 5 Rifles, and I'm now working as a delivery advisor for Tesla, because they're missing on a massive talent pool within the armed forces, and it shows like a lot of the vets that are here today that there is actually a role or companies out there that recognise the skill set that armed forces have to offer within a big company like Tesla.
And you're certainly in the perfect spot, because you've got the line of all the veterans here getting ready to do their racetrack. The Tesla's just on a dance, because it wouldn't be a Tesla, it wouldn't be Elon Musk without a dance. It's like a bit funky.
Exactly. I mean, that's one of the fun parts within a Tesla, that stuff like dancing or any other whoopee cushions or anything. It makes it fun. Definitely.
And what have you taken away from the day aside from coming from that military background into this motorsport environment to see everyone here today?
When I left, I didn't even have coming in the motorsport industry as on my radar to work within. And I'm being part of Tesla for a year and a bit now. It's just showing people that be a bit more open-minded when they're going through their resettlement journey to new ventures and new things, because you just don't know where it's going to take you. The hardest thing I found was actually knowing what I actually wanted to do in my resettlement journey, because it's such a big world out in Civvy Street. There's just so much. It's just like, well, a lot of the military guys have done the same thing for 15, 18, 20 years. They don't know what they're going to do when they come out. So just to show them that what's available to them out in the big wide world.
My name is Sergeant Major Steve Minyard. I am my official title is a Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Manpower and Reserve Affairs, residing in beautiful Washington, D.C., actually live in Washington, D.C. It's an interesting building. You know, it was built, like, I think in the midst of World War II, and it's very much a building of its age. It's amazing to be able to walk in there and have every service there all in the same place, including our new Space Force. So it's a great place to work and to talk and to collaborate. Part of our portfolio is transition programs across the Defense Department. So we run these through Army, Navy, Air Force. They actually execute our transition policy, but we really write the policy on what is in there along with Congress.
And how important is a day like today here at Silverstone with Mission Motorsport to you and, you know, the American veterans?
Oh, it is incredibly important. So, you know, the way that we have been doing transition, I think it's based on a model that was really started right after the Gulf War in 1991. But we have a lot of lessons to learn, I think, just in some of the conversations that we've already had. There are opportunities for us to kind of adjust and make our transition better. And we really look forward to also sharing what we've done that we know that works and what we have done that may need a little bit of work. I think one thing particularly to us in Manpower and Reserve Affairs is how we do transition for our reserve component folks, which the United Kingdom is doing some amazing things in that space that I think we could definitely learn from.
Are there any highlights in particular you can speak of that you think, you know what, that'd be quite good to take over to America with us?
Yeah, I think one of the buzzwords that we're talking about is permeability, to be able to go back and forth in what we call in the United States, I don't know if y'all have the same term, the gig economy. So folks that are looking for a very short-term job, well, in national security, kind of the gig economy, the way that manifests itself is in our reserve component. Someone that's maybe they're working for some type of cyber manufacturing firm, but they want to come on and do some duty in national security for a week or two, we can bring in our reserve component folks to do that. Just from what I've read, it looks like the UK is looking at that and changing some of their policies that we may be able to learn from to see how we can do that to really match how we do national security in a gig economy. So yeah, we're really looking forward to having those conversations and to see, hey, what are some of the things that we have done that are like, hey, you know what, you can really don't do it this way. To anyone looking at policy, give your services a little bit of flexibility and give them the flexibility to do one that's kind of bespoke for your reserve folks that are maybe they have a job, they've got a deployment. They did some years in Afghanistan or somewhere in Bahrain or Kuwait, and they're going back and they already have a job, but they're looking at what their options are when they're transitioning out. Give them some of that information that they can see that we don't do the best job in the American military in doing that, and telling them, giving them the tools and giving them the time to actually do that too.
And we couldn't be at Silverstone without having some motorsport geekness. And already looking at your stand,
yes,
you've got the simulator here. Tell us about that and what you're looking forward to about today.
Yeah, so this simulator, just talking with them what a setup like this would cost, it sounded like it was about 20,000 pounds. So the ability to be able to do something like this instead of just sitting in like a video game cabinet that costs a fraction of that, we're all kind of motorhead geeks. The traffic is terrible in Washington, D.C., so actually going fast in a vehicle is something that's really foreign to us that live in that area. But seeing how the connection of bringing in the industries that surround motorsports and being able to message that to your veterans, I think, is just absolutely amazing. Showing them, hey, if you did this, you worked on vehicles in the Ministry of Defense, hey, there's a space that we really want you. We appreciate what you do for that. So I think that's mainly what we're looking forward to. Now, you know, it's a nice fringe benefit that we might be able to sit in a car, talk with race car drivers down there. I think that was just so cool. Yeah, a really cool combination that you've got here.
BFBS, the Forces Station.